World War II and its aftermath left an indelible mark on the world and inspired countless artists to try to make sense of such a calamity. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels about life in Europe during wartime. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. The fiction debut of filmmaker and playwright Alice Austin, 33 Plas Brugman, charts the intertwined fates of the residents of a Beaux-Arts apartment building in Brussels from 1939 to 1943. The novel opens with a notarized list of building residents, from the refugee seamstress in the fifth-floor maid's room to the Sauvin and Raphael families on 4 to the building manager and author of the list on the ground floor. In an impressive display of storytelling skill, about a dozen of these individuals become point-of-view characters, unfurling a rich and colorful World War II novel, a special treat for the many fans of that genre. Quote, "To me, architecture is an idea about how we should live. A good architect creates a system of communication and relationships," says architect François Sauvin in conversation with his neighbor, the art dealer Leo Raphael, an idea that resonates through the novel in many ways. As it opens in 1939, the Raphael family has disappeared overnight, along with their important painting collection. But others do not get out before the Nazis arrive. As the novel rotates among its plethora of first-person narrators, each with a distinctive voice, from the wry and cultured Sauvin to the horrible busybody Miss Hobart in 3R, Austin explores the issue of how to live in terrible times with insight, compassion, and steeliness. Maya and Natasha by Elise Durham is another notable debut, the story of twin Soviet ballerinas born in 1941. It's often said that love and hate are not opposites, but closely related, divided only by the proverbial thin line. Durham explores that idea through an operatic melodrama of a plot, boldly stroked over a scaffolding of historical fact. In its opening scene, with the siege of Leningrad underway, a 19-year-old dancer with no partner and no family goes through the throes of labor in a drab communal apartment. An hour later, a friend named Katusha arrives to find two infants wailing between the feet of a corpse. She grabs the girls, names them Maya and Natasha, and jumps on the last train to Tashkent to wait out the war. Fast forward 17 years. The girls are about to graduate from the Feeder Academy for the prestigious Kirov Ballet when the big news arrives. The Kirov plans to bring a few dancers for an upcoming U.S. tour. But to prevent defection, only one member of a family can go. Well, everyone knows it'll be Natasha, the more gifted sister. But no one can possibly imagine what's ahead in this tornado of a plot. As in real life, the exchange visits are underway when the Cuban Missile Crisis breaks. Durham's storytelling bravado is buttressed by memorable proclamations like this one. Quote, "Only three things can be depended on in this world: that hemlines will rise and fall, that regimes will come and go, and that people will never change. This is why the Russians went on doing many of the same things under Brezhnev that they had under Khrushchev, which they'd also done under Stalin, which were the same things people everywhere have always done, no matter who exploited them: getting toothaches and falling in love, scolding their children and singing in taverns, writing terrible poetry and believing, even though they knew better, that some sort of brilliant fate awaited them."
The books are 33 Plas Brugman by Alice Austin and Maya and Natasha by Elise Durham. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.